Jesuit Fire District Prudential Committee to order at 5:30 p.m. on Monday, November 18th, 2019. Could we roll call, please?
Rick Maroney, Treasurer.
Lisa Mycott, Kelly Prudential.
Jim Parks, Prudential.
Charlie, your report.
Not on the agenda, but could we hear the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item is the architect's presentation, special district meeting. So I was contacted by Catherine in the morning after our meeting last week, saying that they really didn't think the presentation would probably be necessary for the upcoming meeting due to the response that we got at that meeting. So we have to decide on that. But along with that, we're going to have to withdraw Article 1. Because of some in the newspaper.
Oh, we don't have mics, Graham.
I'm speaking as loud as I can.
Well, then that's why I brought it up.
You can sit in the chair. Put it there. So, it isn't the sum that we voted for, so that needs to be withdrawn.
Okay.
And, I think, so that won't be discussed.
What motion are you going to make? You're going to postpone indefinitely or what are you going to do?
Just has to be withdrawn.
You're going to withdraw?
Withdrawn. So I need to know what you think about not repeating the presentation.
Well, if we're not going to present Article 1,
yeah.
If we were, then I think that we need to have them there.
Okay.
Because people who didn't have the opportunity to come last week should have the opportunity to ask questions.
Yeah. I think that, it's a shame. I don't know if we want to represent it. I'm not really interested in representing it in the future. I don't think there was any appetite, from what I've heard, outside and at that meeting of, building a district office. So I think
we're going to have to come up with a plan to some type of alternate plan to satisfy space.
But I think the plan that we worked on is dead.
Okay. We don't have the benefit of all three of us here tonight, but certainly I don't think if we're going to be presenting Article 1, we should go through the because the cost. Of having them come, obviously.
Yeah.
But if it was going to be presented, I would have done so.
Okay. So then we need to review the articles. because there's some others that need to be withdrawn.
Article 4 and Article 5 should be withdrawn. Article 4 refers to the annual district, and that particular article was rescinded at the special district meeting and reestablished with different funding. So the proper reference for Article 7 that gets referred to in 4 and 5 should be Article 2 of the special district meeting.
Yeah.
And since the reference is wrong, the only reasonable thing to do is to withdraw both. And there's some question about the USDA grant that I'm in discussions with the Water Department right now.
Okay.
Article 2 of which special district is that, Mr. Bain?
It was the...
Before my time.
No. It was... before your time. It was the special district meeting of June
26th. Oh, okay. Yep.
Right. And in the first article, we rescinded... We rescinded Article 7 and then reestablished it with different funding. And so on the basis of incorrect references in both 4 and 5, and the question that has arisen about another part of 5, I would recommend we withdraw both.
Article 6. We didn't discuss that at our meeting on the 28th.
Article 6 allows the district to use premiums to pay down projects or debt. We already have about a little under $4,000 of debt premium. It seems to be that the institutions are using debt premium as a way to be more competitive in their bidding. And so, talking with our advisors, we could anticipate more bond premium. And unless we pass this, the bond premium simply sits there and is not available for the district, which doesn't seem to be too wise.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a very good article. We ought to leave it.
But I don't think it wasn't.
I don't think we can. So I have to add that to the
annual.
So basically, what we're left with is Article 2 and Article 3. And Article 3 is to amend the, see if the district will vote to amend Article 9, Section 5, second sentence of the district bylaws as passed at the May 2019 annual district meeting to read as follows: to raise and appropriate the funding of the Water Department Stabilization Fund each year based on the preceding December's water census of meters at $20 a meter, adjusted for any shortfall in collections of meter fees from the preceding year. In the first year, FY 2020, there will be no adjustment. So that was the raise and appropriate was left out of that article. And two is see if the district will vote to close Article 14 of the May 31st, 2017 annual district meeting.
Which is the demo of the building, which has already, the unspent funds have been moved to the space study.
Yeah.
Question about that one. We're not
going to
go ahead with the new building, but we still
want
to demolish the old one.
No, if we demolish the building, then we've lost any grandfathering in terms of zoning. So that's it.
Okay.
Anything else?
Short meeting.
Yeah, short meeting. Anything? Charlie?
No.
Would somebody be having public comment?
No, we're not having public comment.
Are we 7:30 tomorrow night?
Yes. 7:30? And then Wednesday we're 5:30. Okay. Want to accept the motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.